Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Today, state lawmakers consider ways to keep a closer eye on private colleges that might be facing financial peril. The Senate will debate a bill that would aim to block sudden closures like the one at Mount Ida College last year. Kerry Young and Max Larkin from WBUR's Edify team join us now to discuss the bill. Hello to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
So, Max, you start. Tell us more about the bill. What's it all about?
First of all, Bob, I think lawmakers are pretty explicit. This bill is the legislative response to the closure of Mount Ida in the spring of 2018. You had people on campus and off who knew that things were going badly at that college, and yet the closure caught lots of people off guard, including many of the 1,500 students, 300 staff, as well as state regulators. So I think this bill is an effort to make sure that schools don't find themselves in escalating financial crisis without letting people know, and also that they work with the state to make sure at least students' lives are minimally disrupted.
But schools are already monitored as they have to be accredited and licensed by the state. So, Kerry, how will this bill change things?
Well, you're right, Bob. Schools already do share a lot of data, and they get scrutinized every few years from federal and state authorities and, yes, accreditors. They already keep lists of schools that are in financial jeopardy, but this bill would do a couple of things differently. First, once the State Board of Higher Education finds that a college is, quote, at risk of imminent closure, the college has to turn over a bunch of financial information and submit a contingency plan, you know, where students would go, where their records and transcripts would go, etc. And all of those new plans would have teeth, too. That's the other difference. This bill would allow the state to fine affected schools as much as $1,000 per day that they were late in complying with these state deadlines. They could also withhold funding and even revoke their licenses. We spoke with Representative Jeff Roy, a Democrat from Franklin, Massachusetts. He's the co-chair of the Joint Committee on Higher Education. Roy says that, in his view, leaders at Mount Ida knew, or at least should have known, that they had run out of options by the end of 2017.
But the rest of the world did not find out until April of 2018, when it was far too late.
So Roy's hope here is that this bill and all of the disclosures that it requires could keep that from happening again, at least theoretically. In addition to those disclosures, it would also ask that the board members at colleges be trained in things like finance and their additional responsibilities, and get the state board and accreditors to share more information.
How are colleges responding to this legislation?
Well, Bob, I think they're threading a needle a little bit. On the one hand, they're saying, nobody wants another Mount Ida, we welcome more oversight, that kind of thing. On the other hand, they're clearly worried. Lots of private colleges hit financial low points in the past few decades, but then some rebounded. If the public learns you're on an institutional sort of death watch, they're less likely to apply to work or learn at your college, right? So I spoke to Barbara Brittingham. She's the president of NECHI, the accrediting commission for 200 or so colleges and universities in New England. And she says here, privacy is important.
Nobody wants a self-fulfilling prophecy. Nobody wants information to become public that diminishes confidence in an institution where the institution could turn things around.
So, Bob, this bill will aim to exempt the findings of financial concern that it generates from public records law, the effort being to avoid creating a panic where one could be avoided. But I think that feels a little bit awkward to explain to families and young people, and I guess to us journalists as well.
Max and Kerry, your Edify team just finished a series on the challenges that small colleges face. So how does this fit into what you learned reporting all those stories?
Well, Bob, I think one of the overarching lessons I took away here is that, you know, colleges are businesses, but they are unusual types of businesses, and that there's a lot more emotion tied to these institutions, in addition to the role they play in their larger communities.
Absolutely. And I think the Mount Ida lesson is an important one. But the truth is that closures and mergers usually don't go that badly. And also, nearly every college is feeling or has recently felt some kind of financial strain. So I want us to just remind ourselves of the context here. You've got a higher education market that has really transformed in the past few decades. Then you've got a shortage of government money that's supporting these smaller types of schools. And then you have the rising costs of things like healthcare benefits. And I would hope that state lawmakers are thinking about those issues as well.
Well, we'll see where it goes from here. WBUR's Kerry Young and Max Larkin of our Edify team, thanks to both of you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Bob.
For more on small colleges, visit the homepage of WBUR's Edify team at our website, wbur.org/edify.